Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Let's talk about something really important. Eye Complex CS, the eyes.
The eye is the window to your vision, perhaps your soul.
The Eye Complex formula that you've created, how is this different than the other 20 or 30 that are out there?
Many of the 20 or 30 have copper in them. Copper doubles your risk of Alzheimer's, of cognitive decline.
Somebody thinking about taking this Eye Complex, it's relatively inexpensive. Future cataract problems, macular degeneration problems.
Definitely will reduce the risk, and in 20% of people. So, I mean, that's enough to be valuable. Plus, you need vitamins anyway because you don't know what's in your food.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana. The storable food you'll love to eat. Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 Skin Lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption, utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soil. So we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are two websites. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman, and I'm wearing my lucky shirt. I got my lucky pen, and if it wasn't lucky before, it is now because we got two fantastic guests. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny will be here a little later. Of course, the vaccine issue is becoming more important, not less, as every day passes. We'll talk about that and so much more with her. And now holding is David Icke. David Icke on the show. It's been a while since he's been on the Power Hour. We're very excited to have him. He is world-renowned. I don't even know if I need to introduce him. First, they ignored him. Then they laughed at him. Then they belittled him. And now people are accepting what he has said. He is pushing the bounds of human consciousness towards something greater, towards something bigger. It is a pleasure. DavidIcke.com. David Icke, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thanks, Daniel. Pleasure, mate.
Yeah, we, it's pretty interesting. I had lunch with you in London, I don't know, a year or so ago. And the response of the people on the street was heartwarming to me. It actually gave me a positive feel. People were coming up to you. I mean, at one point in your life, I'm sure that wasn't the response that you received.
No, not quite. No. No, it was ridicule in the street in the early 1990s. And indeed, for a long time after that, people thought what I was saying was crazy, except that they're now living it. And so that's changed a lot of minds towards me. And now it's the interest is just amazing. I mean, it's so amazing that I'm banned from Facebook and banned from YouTube and banned from goodness knows where, because the official story of what's going on, the official story of this, quote, virus, is so ludicrous, so unsupportable by the evidence, that the only way it can be protected is by this hysteria of censorship that's now going on, which has targeted me big time. And I've got a book out actually today called The Answer, which demolishes the whole official story and explains what's behind it. And the key thing, Daniel, that started all the bans immediately was when I said, many weeks ago now, in fact, a few months ago now, that there is no virus, that it is that level of hoax, that level of manipulation. As the Nazis used to say, and of course the Nazis are still with us under other names, the bigger the lie, the more the people will believe it, because they'll think, yes, authorities lie, but they wouldn't lie that much. Well, they have, and they are. And it was when I said there is no virus that is when the explosion of banning started.
What is going on behind the scenes? Obviously, what they tell you, when I say they, meaning corporate media, what they tell you in front of you is usually never what is really going on. Behind the scenes, what are we really looking at?
Well, I have this this phrase I've used in a few of the books, know the outcome and you'll see the journey. If you don't know where we're being taken, then daily events take on the appearance of being random, of just, you know, events just happening randomly. But when you know where we're being taken, I've spent the last 30 years uncovering that, then daily events take on a very different light. So just very quickly, what I've been saying for decades is that where we're being taken is to what I've termed the Hunger Games Society, obviously named after the movie trilogy. And that society can be described like this. Picture a pyramid. At the top of the pyramid, you've got a tiny few people, what I call the global cult. Some people call them the 1%. And they are there to dictate to the entire pyramid. The bottom of the pyramid, you've got the rest of humanity, basically, in levels of control caused by dependency upon the 1%. And in between the two, you've got a military police state to impose the will of the 1%, the cult, as I call it, upon the population and to stop the population challenging the cult. And so that's a structure of society and all controlled by technology, which makes it a technocracy, a technological version of Marxism or fascism. And that's the structure. So how do you get there? Well, fundamental to creating that structure and putting the almost entirety of the population in dependency on the cult, the 1%, you must destroy the independent livelihoods of the population. You must destroy independent businesses. You must destroy employment with independent businesses. Because while you've got an independence of livelihood, you do not have dependency, thus control, on the 1%, the cult. So what this whole lockdown farce and hoax has done, quite demonstrably, worldwide, is destroy the independent livelihoods of staggering numbers of people. And what they plan is to go into a fierce lockdown again in the winter, which will basically finish off those that have held on. The other thing that this Hunger Games Society is designed to have is 24/7 surveillance. So it's to not just to control the population, but to block any challenge emerging, any momentum emerging to challenge the 1%. And so you have the ban on gatherings of any size. That's to stop the gathering, the coming together, the momentum to challenge this. And you have this track and trace in its various forms around the world, which is designed to use the, quote, virus to impose draconian surveillance. And then the punchline, and Sherry Tenpenny, you have on the show, I hear, the punchline is the vaccine. And I've said since this started, even before lockdown, Daniel, the vaccine already exists. The contents of the vaccine, I'm not saying it's necessarily in syringes before the hoax was played, but the contents was known before the hoax was played, because the hoax has been played to justify the vaccine. And so they are trying to limit the amount of time that passes before they introduce the vaccine, but they have to give it some time to try to get some credibility for the idea that they only started looking for a vaccine in like January, February, and now they're you know, Russia's already come out and said we've got one, because it normally takes years and years and years and years to develop a vaccine, even those that cause tremendous damage to people. So the reason they can do it so quickly is the contents of the vaccines was already known, and it was nothing to do with health. This is about transformation of the human body, and it's about, a sterilization agent as well, because I've been tracking in my books for years and years and years the absolutely plummeting sperm counts around the world, because they want an end to the procreation of the current human body, because it's, we go into the world of sci-fi and biosynthetic humans, etc., in the longer term. So the reason that they have invented a virus instead of just releasing one, well, there's numerous reasons for that. One is that if you release a real virus, then you lose control of it. And if it's truly deadly, then it's going to be taking out people you don't want taking out that are actually part of the structure that is implementing your agenda. Secondly, if you have a real virus, you are limited to A, the symptoms of that virus, and B, how that virus is communicated and circulated. If you invent one and you do it by manipulating through the test, which is actually not testing for the virus, a provable fact, and you get your deaths by redesignation of diagnosis from people who are dying of other things, then you have no limitations. You can keep adding to the symptoms. Look how the symptoms of, quote, COVID-19 keep increasing. And you can also keep increasing the way you claim the virus is circulated. Thus, you can pick off more and more impositions on the population, because you say, oh, we've now found out that it can be circulated this way, so we have to do this. And with every we have to do this, there's more and more impositions on the population, like masks and all that goes with it.
Let me interject. Let me go back to something you said. There is no virus. I've heard John Rappaport's been adamant about that. Other people, people are dying of something, or somebody has something. You know, this. Please explain that to our audience. What do you mean there is no virus?
Okay. First of all, there is a methodology which has been used in the mainstream of medicine since 1890 called the Koch postulates. These are named after the man who developed them, invented them, called Robert Koch, who was a bacteriologist in Germany. And this is the sequence. If you are going to show A, an infectious agent exists, and B, it causes what you say it causes, you have to go through this sequence. Number one, you have to isolate what they call purify the alleged infectious agent, so only that exists and no other contamination with any other genetic or other material. That's number one of the Koch postulates, and without that, the ones that follow are absolutely irrelevant. That has never been done with SARS-CoV-2, brackets COVID-19. And we've now reached the point, because we've been saying this, and people like John Rappaport and Dr. Andrew Kaufman in New York State has been absolutely superb in exposing this. And we've reached the point now where people are going through the Freedom of Information Act to the authorities in different places, and they're asking to have revealed any study worldwide that has isolated the virus to show it exists. Every single one has said we can't produce that evidence, that documentation. We've had other people who've gone to the scientists running the studies that have claimed to have shown that this virus exists, and they've asked them a simple question. Were you working with a purified version of this virus? And every single one comes back, No, we weren't. So this is the sequence, Daniel. And on my website, davidicke.com, I've done a 16-minute animated film with an animation company explaining how this sequence worked and how they pulled off the hoax. And I massively expose it in the new book, The Answer. Number one, some people started getting ill with respiratory disease in Wuhan, China. Now, respiratory disease in Wuhan, China, which has one of the most toxic atmospheres on the planet. Respiratory disease in Wuhan is a constant, ongoing epidemic. So what they did, they got about nearly 200 people who they said had got ill with this new agent. And they took a handful of them, a very small number of them, and they took fluid from their lungs. And they didn't isolate a virus from that fluid. They took a genetic code of that fluid and what was in it. This is a genetic code that can be found ultimately, if you, what they call amplify it, blow it up enough, can be found in every single person. So they did not isolate the virus. They did not show it existed, but they decided that the cause was this virus. They said that it was a version of SARS-CoV-1 because it was 80% the same genetic coding. As it's been pointed out, a chimpanzee is 96% the same genetic coding as a human. But you would never say that humans and chimpanzees look the same in the way that they express themselves in the bodily form. So 80% the same in genetic terms is irrelevant, but that's what they went for. And to start with, all they were doing in China was they were diagnosing this new virus they had not isolated on the basis of symptoms. And what did they call them right at the start, Daniel? They said it was flu-like symptoms. I mean, flu-like symptoms in Wuhan. Are you having a laugh? And then we started to see this re-diagnosis of the same symptoms to be something else. Just a very quick one, a story that I saw only this week. Flu in South Africa has disappeared. It's the lowest flu rate, virtually zero, in nearly 40 years, at exactly the same time in their winter now, that COVID-19 and SARS-CoV-2 cases are rising. They're simply redesignating diagnosis. So if you go to Italy, as it started to move in the West, the Italian authorities have admitted that 99% of people designated to have died in that, quote, crisis of COVID-19 actually had 1, 2, 3, 4 or more other morbidities, reasons why they should die. And they've admitted that they were, quote, generous in designating COVID-19 on the death certificate. So, again, when it came to the West, at the start, they were diagnosing symptoms, and it was re-diagnosis. Then they introduced, eventually in China and then the West, something called the RT-PCR test, which is the test they're using to see if someone is positive with the virus or not. The RT-PCR test is not testing for the virus. It was developed in the 1980s by an American called Carey Mullis, who won the Nobel Prize for doing so. And he said, wait for this if you haven't heard it before, this test, which he invented, must not be used to diagnose infectious disease because it can't do it. What it's testing for is a genetic material code. So what they use with this PCR test is something called amplification. They take a tiny amount of genetic material, not a virus, isolated, purified, and they amplify it. They blow it up. Now, if they amplify it a certain amount, it will open parts of its genetic material for the test to pick up, and they will, somebody will test positive for the genetic material, not a virus. But if you amplify it massively, as some doctors have said, if you amplify the PCR test enough, so much genetic material is picked up by the test that everyone will test positive. So as I document in detail in the answer, medical professionals and doctors, etc., around the world have been told by their coordinated globally medical hierarchies in the different countries that if someone tests positive with this test not testing for the virus, then whatever they die of subsequently, they must put COVID-19 on the death certificate. And in Britain, for instance, give you an example, and this is the same over and over around the world. Once you test positive for COVID-19 with a test not testing for it, you cannot, according to the official rules and regulations, subsequently die of anything else. Because if you die from falling off your motorbike, falling down the stairs, of cancer, of heart disease, of other forms of respiratory disease, then COVID-19 will go on the death certificate so long as you have tested positive with a test not testing for the virus. And on my website a couple of weeks ago, there was a tape, a recording of a member of the public calling a coroner's office, and they were asking, when are we going to get a cause of death diagnosis for our loved one? And the lady in the coroner's office said, well, what we did is we took a test for COVID-19. This is after the loved one had died. And we've sent it off.
Wow.
And we're waiting for the test result to come back. And the loved one said, well, what does that mean? And she said, it means that if the test comes back positive for COVID-19, COVID-19 goes on the death certificate. And if it doesn't, then we'll have a postmortem to see what they died of. Because they have abandoned postmortems so long as you've tested positive for a virus with a test not testing for the virus. And I don't know whether you've come across this, but this is just so indicative of the scam. In America, they changed the rules so that if a hospital diagnoses regular pneumonia, the hospital gets paid $4,600. If they diagnose exactly the same symptoms, COVID-19 pneumonia, they get $13,000 for every person diagnosed. And if they put a COVID-19 diagnosed patient on a ventilator, the hospital gets paid $39,000. Now, quite wow. Simply, Daniel, if and this is fact, not supposition. It's a simple fact, Daniel, that if you have a genuine virus which is causing genuine symptoms and is genuinely deadly, you do not need to tell doctors, and many have come out and confirmed this is the case, you must put COVID-19 on the death certificate. I quote a British doctor in The Answer who said publicly that he knew that other doctors were putting COVID-19 on death certificates for all causes of death from early March onwards. This is where the death numbers are coming from, and the cases numbers are coming from a test not testing for the virus. So you don't need to have financial incentives, and you don't need to tell doctors to put COVID-19 on death certificates if you have a real virus and a real deadly virus. And here's another explanation, mate, that comes from this. Why does this, quote, virus, why is it deadly almost entirely to the elderly, particularly the elderly, and it hardly touches the young at all? Well, in terms of deaths, etc. Well, there's a simple reason. When you have a scam, where you're producing the death figures from re-diagnosis of people dying from other causes, then with the young, comparatively, they very rarely die in their young years. And the older and older and older they get, the more problems appear. And when you get elderly and really elderly, you're going to have lots of things that are going to happen to your health that are going to threaten your life. This is why 99% of people who died of COVID-19 officially in Italy had 1, 2, 3, 4 or more other morbidities. It's a simple thing. It's attacking the old people and the very old people because they have endless other reasons to die, which can be re-diagnosed in this scam, COVID-19, whereas the younger population, they don't have that. So that's where it's coming from and why it's so deadly, apparently, officially, to old people.
All right, let me interject here or play devil's advocate. I don't know. We're talking to David Icke, davidicke.com, his new book, The Answer. Of course, we're talking about the pandemic, plandemic, whatever you want to call it. What else is there to talk about, really? Okay, I'm hearing people tell me that this winter there's going to be something released and that's going to be way worse, and that people are with their lungs. We've had doctors on here talking about their lungs, that this attacks the lungs through the ACE2 receptors. Are you telling me that's not happening, that's something else? Are you telling me that there is something out there, but it's really, it's marginally deadly, it's marginally even dangerous?
I'm saying it doesn't exist. What I'm not saying is that people aren't getting lung problems in some cases. But the best person I can quote on this is a doctor who worked in an emergency unit in a New York hospital. He went public quite early on, really, and was then, of course, deleted from YouTube. I think he had other consequences in his profession. And he said this. He said, I'm seeing things here that are nothing to do with a virus. I'm paraphrasing him. He said, we were told to expect people coming to the hospital because of the effects of a virus. He said, we're not seeing that. He says, what we're seeing is effects on lungs. This is a relative view, but a very important point. We are seeing effects on lungs, he said, that I've never seen and could only be explained if someone was in a plane at 30,000 feet and the cabin depressurized, or they were put on top of a mountain with no respiratory equipment. Because the damage to the lungs was to do with basically oxygen deficit. And I do explore this some in The Answer, because in this same period, we've had the rollout of 5G, and at 60 gigahertz within the 5G frequency, it interacts, this is well known, with the oxygen molecule and has the effect of stopping the absorption of oxygen into the body, into the bloodstream, on the scale that the body needs. It goes into oxygen deficit because of this interaction between 5G at 60 gigahertz and the oxygen molecule. And You look at a vast, vast number of deaths in America, which actually are in two states, New York State and New Jersey. Of course, this 5G has been well rolled out, and I do explore the same connection in other countries. And it's been said about me that I'm saying that 5G is causing the virus. I'm not saying that. I'm saying there is no virus, but that 5G and other electromagnetic fields can generate the symptoms that are being blamed on the virus. And if you cross-reference this Daniel, this theme of oxygen deficit. Not only are you having this 5G rolled out, and by the way, 5G as it stands at the moment is at the least of its impact on human health and human psychology, because it's still being rolled out in terms of the, you know, the hardware. But also, we're not yet having a deluge of 5G devices, which is coming, because every time you have a 5G device or any other of these devices on whatever any of these Gs, when you activate them, it creates a basic electromagnetic connection on that frequency band to the source, to the tower, or to the transmitter. And so the more 5G devices are bought and used, the more the atmosphere in which we are living will become more and more deluged by 5G frequencies, and therefore the impact will just go on getting greater. But if you then look at the connection to the masks, we're having this situation now where they were terrifying the public with, quote, COVID deaths. But as the British Lung Foundation points out, in the summer, currently in the Northern Hemisphere, respiratory disease absolutely plummets. Something like 80%. And you've not got the same potential for re-diagnosis. So the deaths have fallen off. So to keep the fear going, they have introduced the fear via cases. And they are telling you that you have to get tested if we want to go back to normal. But this is the scam, Daniel. They know that because the PCR test is not testing for a virus, but a genetic material, lots of people who get tested, they think for COVID-19, are going to test positive, even though they have no symptoms. We have a deadly virus with 85% plus of people who apparently test positive having no symptoms. Why do they have no symptoms? Because there's nothing wrong with them.
The first time,
so you have this cases now where they're encouraging test. It's happening in this country. It's happening in yours, because they know the more they test, the more positives they'll get, and the more positives they get, the more they say, "Oh my God, we've got to lock down more cities. We've got to lock down more areas because we've got more cases." But of course, if you take their explanation on face value, the more cases you have who test positive with no symptoms, the lower and lower and lower and lower the ratio gets from infection to fatality. So it's the danger from the virus gets less and less and less, even by their ludicrous criteria, the more people test positive and have no symptoms.
Do you think it's possible? So let me interject.
Just very quickly, Dan. Just finish this point.
Okay, sure. Go ahead.
So what they have done by frightening people with the cases is now justify mandatory masks. And make no mistake, they want to roll this out across the world, where you can't go outside your house without wearing a mask. In fact, in places like some areas of Florida, they're saying even at home, if you have someone there that doesn't live there. And what are masks doing? They are depriving the wearer of oxygen, and they are creating a situation where people are breathing in carbon dioxide, which their body wants to expel, and they're not breathing in enough oxygen, which is going to lead cumulatively to what? To respiratory disease. And what are they going to say it is? COVID-19. And as they put kids in schools with masks on all day, every day, which is simple child abuse on public display, then they're going to start developing cumulatively consequences for that. And they'll call that COVID-19, and they'll say, oh, it's now affecting the young.
Oh, let me ask you a question, because listening to you, for the first time I heard this concept, I like, whoa, that's a little out there. But then when you look at the death numbers, more people are not dying. So it's just they're changing the diagnosis, like you said, or what have you. There's a story just came out about Jeff Bezos, Amazon, the satellites, putting 5G satellites all over America. The thought just came to me, listen to you. Is it possible that they said they approved the satellites, that the satellites are actually already up there, and they're about ready to turn them on to exasperate the situation this winter? Is that came to me.
That is very possible. And when we're mentioning Bezos, we need also to mention Elon Musk.
Yes.
Who is a complete and utter monumental fraud, who plays the man of the people celebrity when he's putting unbelievable numbers of satellites into low orbit to put 5G, fire 5G at the Earth. Because what they're doing is they're creating what I called in my books decades ago the technological sub-reality, which is now known as the smart grid. And it's about creating a grid of control, ultimately with the human brain connected to AI, so that the human mind ceases to exist. If you look at the quotes of people like Ray Kurzweil, the so-called futurist, it's very easy to predict the future when you know it's being manipulated into place, isn't it, Mr. Kurzweil? when you listen to him, he's saying that around the year 2030, I think this has pulled it forward, this what's happened in the last few months, they'll be connecting the human brain to AI. And as he says in his own words, and after that, AI will do more and more human thinking until human thinking as we know it today is negligible. So that's where it's going. And the thing that you need to do to have acquiescence to that is to take complete control of the human of human perception, so that you have got people, particularly the young, that's why they're targeting the young, in such a state of unquestioning acquiescence that they will blindly accept anything. And, you know, Daniel, people have said that the world has changed so dramatically quickly since March time this year. We're only in August now. Well, yes, it has. But the speed of change has been absolutely connected and utterly the same as the speed of human acquiescence. It's the speed of human acquiescence that's allowed the speed of transformation of human society.
Wow, that's profound.
By people
what you just said.
Accepting what the government tells them without question, and doing whatever they're told.
That's profound what you just said. We have about 8 minutes left. You're well known, you're world renowned for talking about human consciousness and expanding it, and really using that to fight this head on. We talk about here on the show, a little odd talking to somebody from Britain, but in America, we talk about the Declaration of Independence and this idea, that revolutionary idea that we're created, endowed by something bigger than ourselves, and we have something innate in us. And that's really where the attack lies. To me, that's what I see. It's light versus darkness. It's liberty versus control. That divinity has made a mistake by giving us so much free will. And so now some force wants to take it, manipulate it, and extinguish it. Where do you see this going? Are we going to win, and how do we win?
Well, that's why I wrote the book, The Answer. And the answer is in there. It's a question of whether people will go with it and make it happen. But crucial to the answer of that question is another question. Are people going to go on acquiescing to authority, or are they not? Are they going to go on doing whatever they're told, or are they not? Because the answer to that question, Daniel, is the answer to where we go from here. Because if you look at how a few people control the world, I've been saying this for years, decades, that this is happening, and people have said to me, oh, no, a few people can't control the world. It's not possible. Well, I'll explain in a very simple way why it's possible and why the few have controlled the many throughout human history. If you think of a pyramid, and at the top of the pyramid is a tiny few people, which I call the global cult. I'll explain all about that in the answer. That imposes its agenda for the world on the next level of the pyramid, which acquiesces to that imposition and imposes it on the next level. Now, very soon, as you come down the levels from the cult at the top, you are at levels of the human hierarchy that have no idea there even is a cult. All they're doing is taking imposition from the level above them and imposing it on the level below them, which acquiesces to that and imposes it on the next level. And so we come down this hierarchical pyramid nationally and globally of imposition, acquiescence, imposition, acquiescence, imposition, acquiescence, until you meet the global population or the national population at the bottom of the pyramid symbolically. Now, if that population then acquiesces to the impositions from the level that is imposing on it, then they create and form a connection. They make an electrical circuit between the tiny few at the top and the general population, because that imposition acquiescence sequence, when completed, when the circuit is completed by the population acquiescing, that is a circuit that has allowed a tiny few people at the top of the pyramid to impose its will on nearly 8 billion people.
Wow.
And you know, we are looking and trying to encourage people within the hierarchy to stop the acquiescence, but, you know, I won't hold my breath. The way to break the circuit and to stop the imposition of the few on the many is simply the many to cease to acquiesce to the impositions on them.
What percentage do we need, David? What percentage? I mean, do we need 3%? Do we need 50%? What percentage do we need here?
I don't think we need 50%. But let me give you an example, which we've had in Britain recently. We've had a very hot period in Britain, and at one point, thousands of people headed for the beaches, and they're supposed to social distance on the beaches, but there's so many people, it's impossible. So everyone's sitting next to each other. And the authorities declared a major incident. Oh, we're declaring a major incident. Oh. So what do you mean you've declared a major incident? What does that mean? Whoa, we declared a major incident. But what does it mean? What are you going to do about all these thousands of people sitting on the beach next to each other? Well, what's the answer? Well, there's nothing we can do. There's too many of them and they won't cooperate. Exactly. Now, what if that same thousands of people refuse to wear masks, the holes of which are so big, even if you believe in the virus, it's like trying to stop a golf ball with a road tunnel. It's ludicrous. It's insane. And all the health problems that come from it. What if they did that? See, it's unenforceable. The lockdown is unenforceable if people will not be locked down. But the lockdown happened because of two perceptual states. Overwhelmingly, belief in the official story of a deadly virus, therefore we must agree to be locked down under house arrest to save us from the virus. And then another group that thought, well, I'm not sure I believe all this, but I'm going to acquiesce to the lockdown because what are the consequences for me of not doing so? Those two perceptions allowed billions of people worldwide to go under house arrest on the say-so of a ludicrously few people.
Wow.
It's only possible if we acquiesce, and that's why they work so hard to divide and rule us. That's why they fund Black Lives Matter. That's why the 1%, the billionaire corporations and the billionaires are funding Black Lives Matter and the woke fake left, because it is, It's not the left I was brought up in. They are funding those organizations to create divide and rule. This is why they funded into existence identity politics, to have more self-identities they can play off against each other in divide and rule. They have to divide the population because they can't rule the population without division and acquiescence, because there's not enough of them.
We're talking to David Icke. The new book is The Answer, and that's what we need is answers. And David Icke is somebody you want to get them from. Believe me, DavidIcke.com. We got about 1 minute, a little less, David. I don't know. Convince our audience in the last 30 seconds to say no, that the most important word that they can use right now is no, 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 no. How important is this? Rally the troops here, David, in the last 30 seconds.
Well, it's a very simple thing. We do not need to fight the enemy, because the enemy has no power. What people call the enemy, the cult, its power is the power we give to it. That's all its power is. It's powerless. It's terrified of people waking up because its power will be removed, because it doesn't have any. It has ours. We give it. So, number one, we stop giving our power away to authority. But we don't have to fight them. We don't have to protest. We just have to stop cooperating. We have to say no to anything that is designed to enslave us and destroy the freedom of ourselves and our kids.
Wow.
Game over if enough people do that.
David Icke. There he is. DavidIcke.com. David, stay there. Stay right there when the break. Ladies and gentlemen, Sherry Tenpenny on the other side. You are listening to the Power Hour. Explosive. David Icke. Wow.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.